Blog Talk Radio.
Live. This is Angel. How's everybody doing out there? We got some callers. We have listeners via the web, and we're just excited about today. It's Worship Wednesday. We're going to get our worship on. I'm so happy to be with you guys. Prophet is traveling right now to the conference in the Bahamas, so we want to cover him in prayer. We want to just ignite the lines today with worship and just what are you worshiping God for? We're also going to go through a brief lesson on worshiping in spirit and in truth. Are you really doing it and how do you know it? But we're going to start off with some prayer today and the scripture. Of course, there is no worship without the word. Hallelujah. Psalms 139. Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down. You are acquainted with all my ways, and there is not a word on my tongue. But behold, O Lord, you know it all together. You have hedged me behind and before, and you laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, in that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance, being yet unformed. And in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If you could count them, they will be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Oh, that you would stay. Slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, you bloodthirsty men, for they speak against you wickedly. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate them, O Lord, who hate you? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. And see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Praise God for his word. Hallelujah. We do have a couple of callers on the air. We're going to go ahead and pray for Prophet as he's traveling right now, and pray for the opening of this show. Bertha Pruitt, if you are on the line, press 1 so I'll know it's you, because I know you're joining me today. And I'm so happy to have you on the air with us today. Again, we're going to start with a prayer for Prophet as he's traveling to the Bahamas. And I'm going to make your mic hot, Bertha. Hallelujah. Father, thank you right now. We thank you and we praise you. We give you glory. We give you honor today, Lord Jesus. We thank you for all that you are. We thank you for rising us up in this day, Lord God, and giving us purpose, Father God, and ordering our steps in your way, O God. We thank you now, Lord Jesus, that all has led us here, Lord God. No ailment, no tiredness, no busyness, no thing has kept us from you today, Lord God, and worshiping you and giving you honor and glory, O God. I thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father. We come into agreement now, Lord Jesus, that Prophet Shakespeare, as he is traveling, O God, even on this second flight, O God, into the Bahamas, O God, that as his feet touches the soil, O God, that you will be with him, Father God, and it will be evident, O God, as your spirit compasses him, O God, and embraces him, Lord Jesus,
as he is doing your will, oh God, and that there be no hindrances on his mind, oh God, that there be no ailments in his body, oh God,
yes,
that there be no attacks of the enemy on him, Lord Jesus, because of what is about to take place there, oh God. We know that there is a new level in his life, oh God, and place where he is going and a place where you are desiring him to be, oh God, mentally, physically, and emotionally, spiritually, oh God, and even health-wise, oh God. We just thank you and praise you, Lord Jesus, that your ministering angels are with him, that they've already gone before you, Lord, before him, oh God, and made easy and successful his way, Lord Jesus, that your hand is with them, that peace and joy is there, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, there'll be no frustrations, oh God, at the hotel, that there'll be favor, oh God, in every door that is open for him, Lord God. We thank you now, Lord Jesus. We give you praise, honor, and glory, oh God, that the words that come forth from his mouth as he's speaking, oh God, it will be your words, oh God. Will be new revelation, oh God. Will be words that he didn't even utter or write down, oh God. Father God, we thank you as he's ministering, even on Saturday, oh God. We thank you in advance. We praise you in advance, oh God, as he closes out the conference, oh God, that it'll be like he's opening up, oh God, that the windows of heaven will open up and pour out blessings, and your glory will flow like a river in that place, Lord Jesus. And usher in all that you have, oh God, for your people, oh God, to be set free, to be delivered, oh God. We thank you for everything that is going to come forth from this trip, everything that's going to come forth from this ministry, oh God. We thank you and we praise you now, Lord God. We give you glory and honor. Have your way, God. Have your way, Father. Even on this show today, oh God. Hallelujah, Bertha. Can you pray for the show today?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come now lifting up the show, Lord. Let your will be done, God. Let your word come forth, Lord. Release your anointing of your glory and your fire, O God, as we go forth, God, doing as we have been commanded in obedience to the prophet, to carry on in his stead, O God. God, let the participants call in.
Yes,
let this
God.
Be a joyous topic, oh God, because, God, we are to worship you. Yes, Lord, you would have us to praise, but, oh God, you desire our worship. The worship is pleasant in your ears, oh God. The melodies of the worship get your attention. So, God, let the worshipers call in and worship you today in spirit and in truth. Because, God, you deserve all of the worship and all of the praise because you are holy, God. You are holy, God. And in your word, you said that they that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. Oh, God, so let the true worshipers come forth in the name of Jesus. Let your glory be of the show. In Jesus' name, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise right now in advance. For, oh God, we know that you will move by your spirit and that you have heard our cry and our prayers and that you will answer. In Jesus' name we praise you. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, just we thank you for being with us, Holy Spirit. Thanks for being with us today, Holy Spirit. And we're looking forward to a great time on this show today. Where do we usually go from here, Bertha, on Wednesdays? He didn't leave an exact he just let me know that you and Prophet Daryl were going to be with me this week, and I just thank you guys for being with me.
I think this is what he calls for the prayer, the corporate prayer, which if Prophet Daryl is on the line, he can do the corporate prayer. And after that, then he goes into the topic.
Okay, I see Prophet Daryl now. Hi, Prophet Daryl.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you? You know the devil is mad.
Yes, he is.
The devil has deleted all of my contacts out my phone.
Oh, Jesus.
Knowing I had the show in my phone, I ain't even got Pastor Shatwan's number in my phone. My phone. The devil is mad.
Yes, he is.
But
mad from that miracle that took place.
expose him. He is still a liar.
Yes, he
yes.
is.
Always will be.
Yes, Lord.
That's all he can do is be me.
Hallelujah. Nothing he can do about it.
No. Nothing. Hallelujah. Well, it's time for our corporate prayer, and Bertha, let me know that you're going to lead that, and I'll chime people in who want to give a prayer request, right?
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so everybody just press 1 if you are a caller on the air here, or you're listening via the web and you're on the Facebook page, just post your prayer request on the page or press 1 if you are a caller and you have a prayer request, and we will add your prayer request to our corporate prayer right now as Prophet Daryl leads us out. Amen. And we have
Amen.
A call from 864-304. Your mic is on. Go right ahead.
Hi, Prophet, and Angel, and Bertha. This is Sylvia. I was just
Hi,
calling.
Sylvia.
Hi, everyone.
Hi. Hey.
Okay. I can't explain this. I was just calling for prayer for my family and the Haygood family. They lost their mother last night, which is my daddy's sister. So if we could just pray and lift them up before
yes.
God for that.
Okay. Any other callers on the air before we go into our corporate prayer? We just ask if you have any prayer requests to chime in and press 1, and we'll make your mic hot so that you are able to give your prayer request today. And just press 1 as we go into our corporate prayer. I'm excited about today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No more prayer requests coming in from 248 or 917. Just press 1 if you have a prayer request. It's better to pray, you know, when 2 and 3 come together. In Jesus' name, he's there. He's in the midst. He's hearing us. So if you have
Amen.
Anything, don't be ashamed. This is the judge.
Yes.
Free phone. Judgment, please don't. Amen. All right. Well,
yes,
I have a prayer request. I usually don't do this either, but
just pray for my vocal cords right now and my health so that I can get through the rest of this week. I was supposed to start recording this week, so the devil is me. I just pray that my vocal cords are strengthened and this sinus and cold clears up quickly. And that is it. We've prayed for Dad. We've prayed for Dad, but we can pray for him again. And I think that's it. So you can go right ahead, Prophet Daryl.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly as we know how before your throne of grace, Father God. And Father God, before we go into our prayer, Lord God, we ask you to forgive us, oh God, if we have done anything that was not like you, Lord God, that was not pleasing to you, Father. We ask you to forgive us right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just ask you, Lord God, to blood wash us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to search our minds and search our hearts, oh God, if you find anything in us that's not like you, Lord God. We ask you to forgive us right now in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we just thank you for Angel right now, Lord God. We thank for her standing in the gap for her dad, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just ask you to touch her right now, Lord God. in the name of Jesus. Touch her vocal cords, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We bind the works of Satan on every hand. And God, we know that you can, and we know that you will. We know you're able to do exceed abundant above all more than we can ask of us. God, we thank you for mercy, oh God. We thank you for the faithful, oh God. We thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you heard the prayer request that went up before you, Lord God. God, we ask you to just move by your power, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Look on that
mountain,
God, in the name of Jesus. God, you told us the word that earth had no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal. And Father God, we know you're able right now. God, we know you're able to lift up every bowed down head and every broken heart, oh God. God, we know you're able to do exceedingly abundant above all. Lord, that we can act so ever think, oh God. We decree and declare the power and authority of Jesus Christ. Everything will work out apostle in divine order, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, we ask you to be the pilot of the plane, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come against every wind, every warlock, oh God, that don't want to see that go forth, oh God. But God, we thank you right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. And God, we ask you to bless the gathering, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Let healing and deliverance take place, oh God. In the name of Jesus. God, look for your glory. We know you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all more than we can ask of other things. And God, we thank you right now. God, you said in your word, oh God, whether there were two or three were gathered together in your name. You said you would be in the midst, oh God. God, we thank you right now for coming in the midst of us right now, oh God. Sit and bless the airwaves, oh God. Bless the airwaves right now, oh God. In the name of God of the Oshaya. Bless the airwaves right now, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Bring down the stubborn wheels, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, for your glory. Father God, you said it in your word. That we got the power to decree of things. We decree miracles and wonders right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. We decree healing and deliverance right now, Lord God. Healing in the mind, Lord God. Healing in the heart. Healing in the spirit, oh God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We decree and declare. We declare war right now. In the name of Jesus. God, bless like never before, oh God. In the name of Jesus. God, we come to know, Lord God, that this is the season for the believers. We thank you right now, oh God. Move by your power, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Have your way in this place, oh God. Move by your power, oh God. Bless in a mighty way, oh God. Deliver in this season, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Look on look on our brothers in the foreign countries, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Do it for your glory, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. You told us, God, to cry loud and spare not, oh God. God, we cry loud on today, oh God. Oh, God, we need the Christ ever before, oh God. We need a word from you, oh God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Do it for your glory, oh God. Manifest yourself, oh God. Let your Shekinah glory be revealed, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Allow the breath of anointing, oh God, to rest upon the people, oh God. Allow the weight of your glory, oh God, to rest upon your people today, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And God, do it for your glory. And God, we're going to be so careful and mindful to give you all the praise and give you all honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Bless your name.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank
you, Jesus.
Worship
you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Yes,
God.
Come on, everybody out there, everybody, all the callers, to give forth our worship and our praise to God right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
You are head, oh God. This is your show. Have your way, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Almighty
Creator,
thank
you, God. Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy.
Praise. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. We thank you, Jesus, for being with us today. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for having your way on the air today. Hallelujah. Where do you guys want to go from here? Do you want to talk on the topic of worship? Is that what we usually do?
Well, thank you, God. Oh, thank you, God, probably there for such a powerful prayer.
Yeah.
Angel, I'm like you. I got hoodwinked this morning too, so we're not prophet Shakespeare's. We're just gonna do what we perceive that the Lord would have us to do. And since this is worship Wednesday, the meaning of worship is a human response to the received presence of the divine, a presence which transcends normal human activity and is holy. And it says that personal worship and corporate worship are mutually interactive. Corporate worship is empowered by personal experience, but personal experience needs affirmation and interpretation in corporate worship. And this is what we're doing. And worship is expressed in our prayers, our confessions. Sometimes it's just it's silent, in meditation, experience of various sorts. And it says also that, however, the most basic pattern is found in the promise of Jesus, according to Matthew 18 and 20. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them. The heart of the Christian worship is the power of Christ's presence in a gathered community of disciples. According to the New Testament, presence of Christ is especially manifested in the breaking of the bread at the Lord's Supper. However, the presence is not limited to the supper and may occur whenever and wherever two or three are gathered in the name of Jesus. And there are more than two or three of us here on this line today to usher in the presence of the Lord. And I don't know, Prophet Darrell, you might want to comment on one of these scriptures. They gave scriptures for worship as John 14, 12 through 14, Acts 2 and 43 through 47, Acts 9 and 4. But we need to know that when we worship, we're not worshiping for man. We're not worshiping because angels said this is worship to a Wednesday. Come on, let's worship. We're worshiping to as a body of believers to come into the presence of God. And as Prophet stated on last night, and when we walk in faith and obedience to God, that makes us recipients of the miracles, signs, and wonders. All of this works hand in hand. If you can't worship the Creator, how can you expect for Him to answer your prayer when you want a miracle, a sign, or a wonder done? What did He say? We must give Him something to work with. And when you give Him worship, we're giving Him something to work with in order to release the miracle, signs, and wonders. And the Prophet Darrell, you can take it from there.
Amen. And you was doing wonderful, Bertha. And I thank God for the worship, amen, because I can only testify about worship. I listened to worship music, but I wasn't a worshiper. It takes a special person to worship. Everybody can't worship.
That's right.
First and foremost, all because worship puts you in the throne room of God.
Yes.
Worship puts you right in the midst of God. Worship what really moves God. See, sometimes we got worship mixed up with praise.
That's right.
The praise puts you in a place is, you know, He inhabits the praise. He loves when we praise Him. But when we worship Him, that turns God on.
Yes. Yes, He does.
When we begin to worship Him. Amen?
Yes.
If you see, a lot of people think, you know, it's just like, hallelujah. The same way you make love to your husband. I'm getting ready to step somewhere. Same way you make love to your companion. In the same way, man or the woman, we should be able to give God the better. Amen.
That's right.
Should nothing be able to come in between you and God's time?
Yes.
Amen.
Do y'all
agree with me?
It's
the intention. Yes, it's the intention. It's the intention. It's to please God. We're not worshiping for us to get the goosebumps. He responds, and that's when we feel his embrace and his delightment. But it's our intention going into it. It's just like you said, when we're with our spouse and, you know, we're making love when we're worshiping with one another. Amen.
Exactly.
It's the intention that you have, because if you go in there all dull and dry and you don't care and you just there, and hallelujah, and you're lifting your hands and you're a robot, it's not going to release anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to sound like anything at his throne. It's going to be like, oh, you just here again.
See?
For you.
Yeah. And that's why I'm gonna say I wasn't a worshiper, I was a praiser. If it wasn't bam, 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 oh glory, 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 hallelujah. If it wasn't like that, if it wasn't about a buck jump and a shout, I was like, this is boring. But you know what? The Lord introduced me. I went to a worship service where they didn't do nothing but worship.
All right.
And the glory of the Lord in that place was so thick to where you could have cut it with a knife.
Yeah.
It was so thick. It was just that thick. And I could not believe it. And ever since I went to that worship service, I fell in love with Shekinah glory.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got around all these other people that listen to worship music, oh, my goodness. It's just the joy of the Lord being in his presence.
Yeah.
You know, making love to God, not as a fleshly, but as a spiritually thing,
mm-hmm.
worshiping him, honoring him, thanking him for what he's done, thanking him for what he's doing, honoring God. That's what worship is honoring him, giving him back his glory, giving him back his praise. Because, see, the Bible tells us about how the angels are at the throne, how they just saying, Hosanna, Hosanna is the highest, how they just worshiping him. And if we can just allow that to set in us, see, the word, I've been telling people, the word has been tried in everybody. The praise and the worship has been tried in Joseph and Mary and all them. The worship has been tried in them, but have the worship been tried in us? Have the word been on trial in us?
Yeah.
Hmm. Anybody can sit up here and go, shaka-ta-ta-ta-ta. But it takes the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Come on now.
To really break a thing. And when you get
Lord.
In the presence of God with that worship, Angel, y'all done struck some with this worship. When you
Come
begin
on
to get into the worship, anything that's not like God can't come in.
That's right.
Come on to the offset.
Jesus.
Anything cannot come into the presence of God.
That's right.
Only the true believers and the true worshipers can come in.
Yeah. And it takes you back to Leviticus, the priesthood.
Yes.
Because the priests could not go into the temple any kind of way.
That's
they
right.
had to be pure to go in
That's right.
before the Lord and worship.
Yeah.
And offer up sacrifices of worship and sin offerings for the people. And we as believers, intercessors, pastors, apostles, whatever, the body of Christ, we are the royal priesthood in the earth. So in order to access God and to enter into the holies of holies, we have got to be pure, because he's calling for pure worship. And when you go into worship,
You're not asking God for anything, but you're just loving him, as Prophet Daryl said, for what he's done, for what he's going to do. You put him back into remembrance. Oh, God, you brought Egypt. You brought the Israelites out of Egypt. You parted the Red Sea. These are all miracles, signs, and wonders that are working along with worship. Because Moses had to go before God into worship in order to get the instructions of God, and by faith in God and walking in obedience to the word of God, that's how the miracle signs and wonders were able to be performed, because Moses obeyed God. And then I was reading this morning about Stephen. Even in death, he worshiped God.
Yes.
And you, Bertha, you said something. You said something right there, Bertha. You almost made me fling this phone across the room, because, see, you said something. and my mind slipped. It just said, healing and deliverance take place in worship.
Hallelujah.
And I can identify with that. The reason why I can identify with that, I don't know about on the show, when I told the testimony about how God healed that woman. The worship music was playing. Everybody was with them on one accord. According to Acts, the second chapter of Acts, it says they was with one accord. They was on one accord. They was in worship. How did they all say? They was hollering the same thing. Then the Bible says, suddenly a sound from heaven came as a rushing mighty wind. So when you begin to worship, that's sending a signal. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
that's
glowing.
Sending a signal to God, saying, okay, God, we ready for you to come in and do your work. God, we
that's
ready
right.
to worship. God, we ready for you to come on in to do what you got to do. And when you begin to get into the worship place and you get into that secret place, all right now, if you he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide in the under the shadows of the Almighty. When you begin to worship, you is in that secret place.
Then
yes, Lord. Nothing attack you when you go beyond the veil. You can't nothing come behind that veil.
No, that's
and
right.
When you go into that place, just like that Friday night when the Spirit of the Lord came in there, everything had to come to naught. Walking had to cease. Everything talking had to cease, because the glory
right.
of God was in that place.
Yeah,
that's right.
The of his glory sat in that place. He came in to heal. And if anybody
yes,
was in
Lord.
There, you would have saw the angels lined up around. God said. He had to send his armor bearers to come in. He had to send his intercessors in the room so he can allow his glory to come in and heal and deliver in that place.
Hallelujah. And to bear witness, that's the way it was on the day of Pentecost.
Right.
They were worshiping the Lord in the upper room. And as they were worshiping on one accord, then suddenly there came the sound as of a mighty rushing wind from heaven. And it filled the house. But you have to offer him something in order to receive something. We can't always be there with our hands held out wanting to receive and not give. We've got to give something back to God in order for him to work with, in order for him to release the blessing unto us. And what better thing to give to God is the worship, because he takes pleasure in worship, because
that's right.
we're loving him. And who can love us greater than God? There's not a man or woman that walked this earth that can love me greater than God, because he proved his love for me when he gave his only begotten son. That's love. And that's all he's asking of us, to love him with the same love in return.
How do you give it back to him? In worship, when you loving him, telling him how great he is, how wonderful he is. He's the bright and morning star. God, you're the lily of my valley. That's worship.
That's right. And you know what, Sister Bertha, you know what, Prophetess Bertha, an angel, last night I had to teach Bible study. And the Lord was dropping so many nuggets in me concerning the lesson on yesterday. And the top of our lesson was broken vessels into vessels of honor. Talking about when going to when the Lord told Jeremiah to go down to the potter's house.
My God.
In other words, he said, "Go down there, go down there." And when Joseph and when Jeremiah got to the potter's house, he said the potter was sitting at the wheel working. And the Lord said, "We need to just get on that potter's wheel. If you don't know how
to worship,
go to the potter's house." Oh my God, help me, Jesus, help me, Jesus. And when you get that potter's wheel, when he put you on the potter's wheel and dig down in, you see, God got to dig down in us. He got to put all that anger. He got to pull out malice. He got to pull out strife. He got to pull out deceit. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Come on now.
You can't go in the presence of God with deceitful in your heart. You can't go in the presence of God with anger and bitterness and unforgiveness in your heart. So in other words, he got to set you on the wheel, put his hand down in you. I don't know if y'all ever saw people doing pottery, but when they doing pottery, they put their hand down in that down in that clay. And that's us being clay. Stick his hand down in us.
Yes.
And pull out all that excess stuff, all the unnecessary stuff, gossiping, religion, backbiting, fornicating, adultery. He got to dig down in us and pull that stuff out. And check this out. I'm giving this one for free. This is a free nugget right here. After he do that, then he take us off that wheel and put us in the oven for all the stuff that he didn't get off is going to be burnt off.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my God. And then, it dawned on me, guess what? After the vessel was put in the fire, he took it out the fire and let it cool off. So in other words, after it cooled off, it was hollow. It was empty. Wasn't nothing in it. So he said, okay, let me pour this in there. Then he began to pour his spirit in us. He began to pour love in us. He began to pour joy in us, and he began to pour worship in us.
My God.
And when we are a finished product, can't nothing and nobody shake you or move you.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
I hope
you know, Papa Bill, that's just confirmation to a dream that the Lord had given me last year. And I dreamed I was in a bathroom, and every time I flushed the toilet, the water would back up. It would back up and come up in the bathtub, and it would go down into the basement and back up. And I said, God, what are you showing me? And then I looked over to the right, and I saw a man carrying his bag, and it was glowing, and it was going down the stairs. And I said, God, what are you showing me? And he says, there are so many of my people that have blockages that they're not aware of, that every time I try to pour new oil in them, it backs back up because they have not let go of the blockage. And that's the potter. As you said, things that we're holding on to, they're blocking the new fresh anointing that God is trying to deposit in us because the old residue is there and it's pushing the new out.
Come on, Bertha.
But when you come into the presence of God, as Malachi said, and you get on that refiner's fire, you're coming out as pure gold. And as you said, everything that was left that the potter couldn't take out with his hand, the anointing fire of God, that consuming fire, will burn it up. And when you burn it up, you're coming out brand new. You're coming out with a new walk, a new talk, a fresh anointing. You are totally restored. Worship should be the first thing off your lips, because it said in the scripture, all days to see that the Lord is good. His name should be like honey on your lips, that every time you open your mouth, you're saying, Jesus, I thank you. If you don't do nothing, say, I thank you for making me over. I thank you, as the scripture that angel read, for the marvelous, wonderful work that you have besought in me. I thank you just for choosing me, calling me out of a dark, bitter, mean world to walk in your light and to represent you. And that's worship. God, I thank you that you love me. I thank you, God, for life. Because an angel saw last night, you are the air that I breathe. Your holy presence, the breath of God, is living inside of me. Without him, I'm lost. And every day I get up, I'm desperate for you, Lord. I can't move. I can't get up unless he breathes his presence in me. That's enough to say, Lord, I worship you. Because if he didn't breathe in me, I wouldn't be able to do nothing, because I would be dead. But God, I thank you for the breath of life that you breathe in me.
Come on, Mr. Burton.
Hallelujah. You have let me out of it. Jesus, hallelujah. Worship. I'm a worshiper. I'm a worshiper. I thank God. I don't testify much about my past, but I thank God, because if it had not been for God, when I was out there messing around and backslid, and they kicked my door in and put the gun in my face, and was ready to kill me and my children, if I had not said Jesus, I wouldn't be here. You think I'm not going to worship it? Hallelujah. Your testimony is a worship to God. Because if it had not been for the Lord on our side, we would not be here.
My Lord.
We all might not have been out on drugs or come in a fornication or adultery, but he saved us from something. If the world is for nothing but, as you say, envy, mammon, backbiting.
Hello, do we lose your Bertha? Did we lose you, Bertha?
No, I'm here. I'm here, Angel. I'm here.
Okay.
Oh, glory to God.
I thought you might have got caught up.
I was on my way. I'm telling the Lord to pray because don't let me go too far.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know. Is my wife. That's me, the worshiper. And yet I get caught up when it comes to worship. Because God has just done so much for me. So I can't help but to worship it and give him glory. Because if it wasn't for him, like I said, I wouldn't be here. The trials and tribulations that I have went through, I wouldn't be here if it had not been for God. I have to worship him.
Have to.
Through many dangers, storms, and snares, he's brought me and he's kept me. So I can't do nothing but bow down and worship him. Hallelujah.
You know what? I want to tell this quick testimony. I know this ain't Testimony Tuesday, but I want to tell this quick testimony. It's an old one, but I just feel when I was young, we was brought up in Cabrini Green Projects.
Ooh.
And we was going to an after-school program. Me and my baby brother and my sister was leaving the after-school program. And we was walking across the field. And this man came out of nowhere and started shooting, pow, pow, pow. Across us,
Jesus.
And then the police started shooting back while we was walking. They was telling us to get down. I said, no, we're going to keep on walking. Do you know God did not allow, bullets was flying all around us, but God did not allow us to get hit by not nail bullet.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We could have got shot dead out there.
That's right.
But, oh, my God, and I just thank God. It's not
thank
the
you.
Little things. It's not the big things that God does for
that's
us.
Right.
It's the little things that I appreciate
yes,
that
Lord.
God does.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We could have been in a cold grave stinking.
Jesus, hallelujah.
But God allowed the angels to show up and show out.
Ooh, thank you, God.
Yeah.
Thank you, God.
And
thank
I thank
Jesus.
God for that.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank God.
I was just about to, if anybody has any questions or input about the topic today, it's Worship Wednesday. So, of course, right now we're on basically the purpose of worship, why we worship and how we worship and what we bring to God. If you have any questions or comments on that, even any personal questions about worship, you might struggle with that area. And it's nothing to be ashamed of. Just chime in by pressing 1, and we'll open your mic so that you can ask your question. And Sylvia, I won't know that you want to speak unless you hang up and call back in, because since you talked already, your line, Sylvia, is constantly in queue. So just let me know that you have a question by hanging up and calling back real quick. But everybody else, just press 1. If you have a comment or a question on the worship topic, it's getting good. It's good already. It's been good since we started.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. It was something I wanted to say. You guys were talking. Y'all was going. It was something about, it had to do with the mind and the transforming of your mind and it being
yes.
renewed. And that taking place in meditation with God, in worship with God, there's no way you can lose his presence and be the same. You're going to come out with his traits, you know. You're going to have love on you. You're going to have forgiveness and tenderness and righteousness and kindness and purity. There's no way you can truly be in God's presence and be angry with your mama, angry with your brother, angry with anybody, and come out and still be angry. If you come out, you can be coming out wanting to find the first person you can that you were angry with and asking them for forgiveness apologizing
right.
if it was your fault. You're going to want to mend that broken relationship with everything in you, because that would be God's will, you know. You're going to want to be that peacemaker. You're not going to want to continue in that turmoil, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I had a young lady come up to me after church on Sunday, and, you know, I could see her tears. I could see her pain as we were worshiping. And it's funny that those things always come up and regurgitate when you're in the midst of worship. And that's
right.
because after you have learned the art of worship is to be so humble and submitted to God that it can do nothing but cause you to be more like him. And for those
That's
things
right.
to come to the surface that need to come to the surface and, you know, remove themselves, it's time to go, you know. You're in the presence of God, so you can't stay.
That's right.
You can't stay. Hallelujah. Any callers, no callers in queue, any questions, any comments, just press 1. Amen. Hallelujah.
And you know what, Angel, I come to understand, when you begin to worship, the devil gets mad.
Yes, yeah. He does.
That booger gets so upset, that man get hot as fish grease. But I don't blame
him. He mad. He let his job go. That's his fault. That's your fault. You wanted to take the stage. You wanted to be God. Jay-Z, you wanted to be God.
I'm glad that, you know, I come to understand that God, he's so amazing. He's so amazing. You know, and the more that we give out to God, they sing a song, "You can't be God's given, no matter how you try. The more you give to him, the more he'll give to you. Just keep on giving." And I come to find out that's true.
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
You can't be God-given.
Yeah.
No matter how hard you try, I say, well, I'm going to try.
Yeah. We have a caller. 985-381. Your mic is hot. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
we can hear you.
Okay, I couldn't hear you all. It was like you went dead silent for a moment, and I thought maybe something had happened with my phone. This is Margie Scott in the Bayou Country.
Hey,
how are
Margie.
You all doing?
Hey.
I didn't get to listen in early, but I was catching a part about worship. And my comment to that is, I'm not a psalmist. I always say I can sing with a group, but every time I'm in prayer or if I'm alone and in prayer, he puts a song based on where I'm praying in my heart, and it's like I'll sing it to get me where I need to be. It might not sound good to everybody, but I always say God loves it because it's the heart of worship.
Mm-hmm.
I can always say the heart of worship allows you to become open to God, and you can't withhold anything back from him. And sometimes I'll find myself as an intercessor crying at the altar in the sanctuary by myself, but when I get up, my face is dry. And Saturday that happened, and I asked the Lord, I said, what was that? He said, they were my tears for the issues I had on your heart. They were not even for you. So our worship touches God in such a way when we ask him anything, he's bound to do what it is we've asked him in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. And you know, Prophet Daryl, an angel, Margie, all of this goes right back, as Prophet was ministering on last night, to having an intimate relationship with God.
Yes.
You've got to have a relationship with him. You got to know him, who he is, what he is, and who you are in him in
That's
order
right.
to access him. And praying yes. is a form of worship because Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was there alone in Mark 14:32-35. He laid down on the prostrate. Luke says he knelt down, but either way, it's a physical position to worship and prayer. Because in our praying, we begin to sing in the Holy Spirit songs of worship that we know not of because we're singing them to God.
That's right.
Until you have that intimate relationship with him, you can't access him.
No.
That's right.
That's right.
Then I have to I have to ask this question, and maybe you all can help me, especially those of you that are worshipers. Why would we want to be on a praise group and have no relationship with God, but we think it's all about our professionalism? And because we can't enter in, how can we invite somebody else to follow us in?
Because it's for entertainment.
Exactly.
It's for entertainment. It's for show. When it comes down to that, people are doing it because it's the thing to do, to be on the team, and to everybody dress alike, and they even put moves with a, you know, music and everything. It's entertainment, and that is exactly what God did not intend or demand it to be. It's the exact opposite of what it's supposed to be. So that's all entertainment. That gets us nowhere. That's why people want to do that. Like they want to, you know, identify with something, and they may be ignorant of it and just going, you know, along with the program, and that is fine. But woe to the one that knows and is doing it for their vain glory. There is a such thing as vain worship.
That's right.
And worship that sounds like worship, and God never hears it.
Wow.
My God, my God.
Worship that looks like worship, and God never sees it. It never touches his throne. It never touches his heart. It never gets past the gates of heaven. It never touches his ear.
Amen. It's so like Shiloh, when the glory had left, God had taken his glory from the Israelites because they were not worshiping him. They had somewhere dipping and dabbing still with the pagan gods and religions. And God had taken the glory. But see, when you don't understand, God said ask for wisdom. But he does not hold you accountable for what you don't know. But as the angel said, those that know woe unto you. Because those that are on a praise and worship team and know what true worship and praise is should be teaching them. Because a lot of people don't understand the difference between praise and worship. And a lot of people, it's just vainglory, as Angel said. They're doing it, and they're getting the glory, and God isn't.
Amen.
Because they're getting man-made praise. But I've always said, I prayed and asked God to let me know what worship was, the difference in it. And but I want no glory for me. I don't need the fame of the world and the praise of the world. All I want is for God to tell me, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I want my reward in heaven. But in the end, I want to praise God and worship him with a pure heart.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my God.
He just said, the Lord just said, it's a form of godliness. But they yet deny the power thereof.
That's right.
And the reason why, or because they doing it to be have popularity and notoriety, to be seen, like you said, Angel, and they are too busy hyping the people instead of helping the people.
That's right.
I tell them, I don't care if I don't ever get you up out your seat. I don't care if you don't ever say amen. That means you listening and it's going to grab a hold.
That's right.
And once you, then when you get a hold, as the older people say, the seasoned saints say, as you get a tie hold to it, and that thing get down on the inside of you, can't nobody tell you nothing different about being
That's
in the presence
right.
of our Almighty God.
That's right.
Oh, my God, yes. Yes. And, you know, I
a lot of people look at me, Angel and Bertha, a lot of people look at me all because of my gray hair.
Right.
My gray hair came from being in the presence of our Almighty God.
Yeah. Thank you.
Every time I would preach and prophesy, my hair would turn gray.
Come on now.
And from somebody, you act like you Moses. No, God did this to me. I ain't asked for this thing. I loved my brain hair.
Jesus.
God gave me this salt and pepper hair.
Yeah.
And it's almost white.
Wisdom.
It's almost white. And folks, I'm like, you should die. No, no, no. He didn't. He given it to me all because he said it's going to come a time.
My Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Where people is going to look at you and be like, where comest thou? Who are you? Where you come from? And it's not on me. It's all because the glory
That's
of
it.
God is upon my life.
Yeah.
I take no credit for what God is doing. I take no glory of it. You know, and you know, even one day I was praying and I had got off the prayer line and looked in the mirror, the whole side of my head was white. I say, Lord Jesus, I can almost count the black hair on my head.
Wisdom. That's what it is. Wisdom.
But that's when, you know, it comes to a point to where, therefore, you got to forsake all and forget all. And
that's right.
I told my mother told me that I can't get no more brothers and sisters. I said, oh, yes, I can. They may not be the fleshly can. They may not be my blood brother and sister. Well, I can't even say that. They may then come out the same womb, but I can get me another brother and sister.
That's right.
I can get another mother. so you know, when you and I thank God for the relationship that I had, that the Lord yoked me up with PSMI. I thank God for Apostle. I thank God for. I thank God when I met you, Angel, and Bertha. I thank God when I met you all that it was like a yoke. It was like God had linked us up, and I thank God for it. All because
it was
like, oh my God!
Thank you, Jesus.
And the anointing that's upon y'all life. Oh my goodness. By the time I left y'all church when I came down there, I had another patch of gray hair in my head. You know, but I thank God for you all. I thank God y'all have pushed me into a place in the prophetic that I thank God for it.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Just one last thing on that topic. The last it came to my heart when you were talking about the people worshiping just for, you know, entertainment vainly. The scripture Matthew 15:8. These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Yes. So that is so important that we don't insult God, that we don't grieve and insult the Holy Spirit, that we don't grieve and insult Jesus. And he's giving us directives. He's given us the order. He's given us what we need for worship, you know. I had a little girl, mother, come to me, and she said, I need you to, and her daughter wants to sing and be a worshiper, but she's got all these people who are these kind of vain worshipers in the midst of her. But she wants to sing, and she wants to be a worship leader and things of that nature. And she asked her mom one day when I went and led worship for an event, and she said, how did she get like that, Mom? you know, in the midst of me worshiping, she said, she asked her mom, how did she get like that? And I suppose it was during one of my moments where I just blank. Everything else is a blank to me. It's a blur. And I am in his glory, in his presence, and just worshiping him. I know his people are there, and I haven't left them hanging. But I'm in a place where nothing matters to me but his heart and his delight. Nothing matters to me but what he desires at that moment and at that place. And I hope, I have a hope in my heart that it lasts forever, that moment, you know. And I'm about to cry.
Right.
Jesus.
That's all right, Angel. That's all right.
All right. Angel, this is what we do, and other worshipers that give God true worship. First Chronicles 16:27-29 says, glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. This is what we receive when we go into the presence of God. Give unto the Lord, ye kindred of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. As he give it to us, we give it back to him. But verse 29 says, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. And I can identify with you, Angel, because when I'm in worship and I'm in the presence of God, and then I go beyond into the holy of holies. I'm singing to him. I'm loving him. And I'm appreciating him for everything he's done for me. My sacrifice is my sacrifice of worship to him. And as I said before, when we go before the Lord in worship, we have to give him a sacrificial offering. That, as Prophet Darrell said, and Angel, we got to love on him. We got to let him know that we love him and him only. Then he allows us into the Holy of Holies and to just lay in his presence. And it is so divine until you cannot explain the experience of being in his presence or worship.
Yeah, it makes you speechless. It really does. It makes you speechless. And as a worship leader, a true worship leader, you want to convey what you are feeling so bad to the people and to try to do it without, you know, upsetting them. When I first started leading worship when I was like 18, I was so, because there was a point in my life when I wouldn't sing. I was going through so much emotionally. I wouldn't sing. I wouldn't lead worship at Truth. I wouldn't do nothing. And at 18, it broke. Something broke in me, and I just became the most radical thing on ever. And my dad had to sit me down and say, you know, don't hurt the people while you leading them. You know, they're not gonna get everything that has been given to you. It seemed like overnight, God just downloaded this stuff in me. And I didn't know where it came from. I didn't know what happened to me. I didn't know what occurred, but it happened on the floor of my bedroom in the ghetto. And I didn't know what happened. It was just this download. But as I began to nurture and study, as I got older, you know, I am who I am today. But I would pump and pry the people so hard, you know, you can't do that. That's not how you make them understand. You lead by example. So my heart began to change, not be so upset with the people for not lifting their hands and for not standing and for not getting on their knees or not crying out and not being bold enough, you know, and being ashamed. I had to make a 360 there. And you lead by example, and you got to remember that you're leading worshipers. You're not the only worshiper. And I get so, you know, a little grieved when people say, I'm not a worshiper. You are. That's what you were created to do. Stop saying that.
That's right.
How dare you, when that's one of the number one demands on your life. That is the kingdom's culture. We were made for that. You know, don't say that. Don't ever let that come out your mouth that I'm not a worshiper. You are. Just because you can't hold a note. You know, the Lord asked me a question one day. If you didn't have your voice, would you still worship me? It made me see a different light of my word. It made me see worship differently. It made me see it at another, like, yet another level. Like, God, man, you're right. Would I be who I am today worshiping you? Would I be the same if I didn't have your gift?
They used to tell us, I don't know if it's in the Bible or if it's just a cliche, but it's a true cliche. That had come from the heart reaches the heart.
Yeah.
And when you have a heart of worship and you go into worshiping God, your worship is going to penetrate and touch someone else's heart because they'll begin to feel what you feel, that divine connection, because you're serving and worshiping the same God. And the heart of God is love. And when we are walking in the love of God, whatever we do, because we're doing it unto the Lord, it's going to reach and touch someone else.
And you know what, Bertha, you said something. You said something right there. When you are a born-again believer, when you have been filled with the Holy Ghost, you're supposed to have a love for the people of God.
That's right.
And when you got the love of God on the inside, it's going to spread abroad.
Yes, it is.
You won't fall into the spirit of being carnal, being religious, being judgmental. One of my friends asked me a question. What is religious?
Jeez.
Religious is being judgmental.
Yeah.
Religious is fault finding. Religious is something that you constantly do over and over and over and over again that's not pleasing to God, is not allowing God to have his free will and his free course.
Yeah, hallelujah.
When we talk about worship, you don't cut the worship off for your personal agenda. And so many people will stop for worship just to get an offering.
Yes, they will.
And you collecting this tangible thing, and somebody, I don't know where I was or who I was talking to. When you come into a place of worship, that means whatever is going on, you never know who's in the building. Who needs to feel that touch from God when you cut that worship?
Yes.
When you begin to close your eyes and go, oh, my God, all right. I heard, y'all pray for me. I heard if you would close your eyes and exhale and begin to go into the presence of God.
Yes, Lord.
Just lose yourself in the worship place of God.
Yes, God.
I'm set up a whole sentiment of a whole sight.
Jesus.
You will begin to lose yourself.
Yeah.
Y'all saw the movie Waiting to Exhale. Y'all saw the movie Waiting to Exhale. When Whitney Houston grabbed that man and hugged him and she just closed her eyes and just went in. That's how we should do God.
Hallelujah.
And when you begin to do that, oh my God, just love it on him. pulling on us.
Jesus.
That's what God wants from us.
Yes, it is.
And when you do that, Angel, and I know a lot of times when you, as you being a worship leader, you can go in and prophesy folk up under the bench.
Yeah.
Because God put you in that vein. Now you're in the prophetic vein.
Yeah.
That you can be able to go in and just begin to speak what God is speaking.
Yeah.
Jesus.
All because you have ushered in the presence of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It's so true, Prophet Daryl. I was at a church doing praise and worship, and the spirit of worship just fell so heavy in there, and I had my eyes closed. When I'm in worship, I close my eyes, which is me and Jesus. But when I open my eyes up, I can see the demons that were sitting in the church.
Mm.
And I closed my eyes and said, I didn't see that. And God said, yes, you did. And as you go into, when you're worshiping, you go higher and higher. You elevate in worship too. And then your worship becomes, as Prophet Daryl says, prophetic. And in your worship, you see things with the spiritual eye that you normally wouldn't see. Because you have surrendered your all to God. So he does what he wants to do when you give yourself to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what song I love so much? Angel, I think I heard you. I think I probably heard y'all sing it. I Give Myself Away.
Yes, Lord.
That song right there will put
you
at the foot of God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
That song will shoot you right into the presence of God.
Yes, it will.
Yeah.
I give myself away.
Yes.
It will.
I think you sang that when we came there, didn't you, Angel?
I may have.
And oh, my goodness.
Prophet likes that song just as much as you do. So we probably did.
I love that song. When I hear that song, I have to stand still and just throw my hands up. I would be on the corner. I would be on the bus. And I would hear my song. I thought my hands. I'd be like a praiser. I'm sorry. I'm riding with just me and Jesus. Just me and Jesus.
So you can use me. I give myself.
Yes, Lord.
I give myself away so you can give myself away.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. I give myself away. So can you? Oh God, Jesus.
I give myself away.
Yes, God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Mm.
I give myself away. So you can you?
Can you?
I give myself away.
Hallelujah.
I give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give
Hallelujah.
Myself away.
Mm. Hallelujah.
I give myself away so you can.
Come on, wherever you are right now.
in your car, at your desk, at work, wherever you are right now, just drawing with us and giving ourselves away. Worship and praise to the Lord right now. He is with us. Hallelujah. Worship him in truth. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Everybody's mic is hot right now.
Hallelujah.
So you got noise in the background. It's up on mute. But everybody.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Oh, God, we praise you, Lord. We praise your name, Jesus.
Love you, Jesus.
Love you, God.
We love you,
oh, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Callers, don't forget, you know, press one if you have any
hallelujah.
Your heart in this vein of worship, true worship, purpose. This is worshipers and just get in on this. If you need understanding, if you have a question or anything, don't be ashamed about it. Just chime in. Maybe you're having difficulty worshiping. Maybe you feel like it's the easiest thing for you to do, but you're not getting nothing from it, or you don't feel his presence like you want to. Just chime in, press one. We're here to answer your questions. We're here to pray with you. We're here for all of us. We're here.
Amen. Both are gone.
What is it?
Hallelujah. She's
gonna be gone. She's gonna be gone.
Hallelujah.
Pray for her.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Show we're having, what an awesome show today. This is just, he's always just on time. Thank you, Father. Always on time, always with us, no matter the situation. Thank God for all of our obedience and being on the air today. We got like 20 more minutes of worship, 20 more minutes of this topic. And I want to make sure we, before, you know, we get off the air, we allot just like 5 minutes to talk about the gathering and some other things. I don't see Prophet on the line, so he is not stopped anywhere. And I'm trying to do a little something for him. His anniversary is October 8th. And that will be 38 years of him preaching and ministering. I'm about to be 33, and he's been preaching all my life. That's all I know of my dad. And I think I was born in the choir stand or something like that. But I want to surprise him in a way, you know, to let him know that we're all, you know, thankful to God for his ministry. So whether it's $8 or $38 or $18, just, you know, if you can give it this month, next month, throughout October and November, he'll also be celebrating his pastoral anniversary at the same time in November for pastoring the Truth Church. And PSM, so it's 18 years with the Truth Church and 38 years
all together, just preaching and ministering all his life. I think he was 18 when he began preaching and ministering. I have to ask him that. So this will be a significant year for him, his 38 years of preaching and 18 years of pastoring truth. Amen. So
thank you. When you get off the show, text me your dad's address so I can drop him some in the mail.
Okay. No problem. No problem. And don't forget, people of God, you can always, you know, go to psmintl.org to make that gift. And I believe the address is on there also. And if it's not, you can always find it on the Facebook page or, you know, link up with somebody who can get to me and I'll get you the address, okay? I'm just so happy about all that God is doing in PSM. I can't wait to November. The conference is so wonderful. I mean, if God has been doing what he's been doing every Sunday, every Tuesday, and on this show, OMG, goodness, I can't wait till November. It's going to be so awesome. And no matter what the some hindrance, there has been some hindrances, you know, with, you know, getting the whole music ministry part of it together. It's a little bit more difficult when, you know, you're traveling and people can't travel with you that you used to worship and whether you got to build a whole new worship team and a whole new musician of, you know, and you want them to be worshipers and pure at heart, you know. My gosh. My gosh, it's some work in that. That don't happen overnight, but I just can't wait because I know God's going to show out as usual no matter what. He's going to get glory in everything that he has purpose for this conference. November 6th, 7th, and 8th in Chicago. You gotta be there. The gathering, it is going to be so awesome. We're gonna be in army fatigue, warring, in the spirit. It's just gonna be just beautiful. It's gonna be a beautiful experience, and I can't wait to see everybody. It's like a family reunion too.
And wait, Angel, and you too, Bertha.
Yeah.
Love. I can't wait to see you, Jesus. God. Y'all have messed me up today.
And I think Sylvia said she was coming too.
I think so. I'll make her mic hot. Sylvia? Hello?
Hi.
Maybe. Are you coming?
Yes, ma'am. I want to be there. I'm just waiting on funding.
Okay. Well, we're going to decree that you're going to be there.
Thank you. Thank
you. Going to be there. Yes.
Thank
no
you.
Hindrances.
Amen. I receive that. Amen.
Yes. We want to see our sister Sylvia there. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Maybe we can start asking others who can't be there and want to be there and have the ability to be there financially if they want to sew and give, you know, the registration fee or, you know, and maybe that'll help some people who are having some financial struggles to be there. I'll talk to the prophet about that. Maybe we can submit that. Make that request, make it known on the Facebook page and see how many would be willing to sow into somebody else's life to help them get to the gathering. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We got 16 minutes left, guys. What are we going to do?
Thank you. You're a prophet. I will take you 60 minutes. I shout up. You just messed me up.
Well, you know, it's just good to be a worship if people can just take time out of their busy schedules on this week to get in the presence of God and worship him and the beauty of holiness. Go in before God, and whenever you go into the presence of God, you might as well expect different. And when you come out of his glory, you can expect and rest assured that the promise of God will most definitely make rich and add no sorrow with it.
None.
And I thank God, and I'm hoping to see everybody on here that tuned in the radio show today. I hope to see them at the gathering. I'm quite sure Apostle is going to be excited when he go back in the archives and listen to the show. I know he's going to be well. Angel, you've done a magnificent job. You and Bertha, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Y'all are the worship queens, and I thank God for you all. Bertha and Gaspool and left it up to us, but I thank God for you all. Y'all just don't know how y'all have inspired me into, oh my goodness, and to push me into that place of worship where I need to be. And I thank God for you all, and I love you all for real.
Amen. We have a caller in queue. We certainly have time to take their question or comment. 313-285, your mic is open.
This is me, AJ. I love you too, Prophet Daryl. I dropped salt. I'm telling you that I give myself away is my song, Prophet Daryl, too, because I love to even more. The more you give yourself away and the more you increase so that God can increase, wow. It's an unexplainable experience. I'm telling you, it messed me up completely.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we want everybody to just a good recap. Go ahead.
You know, I just heard some angel. I just heard the Spirit of the Lord say, it's the woman that called. She's on the line. She's on the air, but she didn't press one. She's concerned about her son. Oh, my God. And I heard the Spirit of the Lord say that if she would just give him back to God, God
Amen.
Would flip the strip and reverse the curse of the enemy that's been trying to attack him here for the last past 2 months here.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm looking down the screen to see if anybody's going to press one on that to come in agreement with what you just said. But whatever is holding this woman back, we pray that he has heard and understand what thus saith the Lord unto her today.
Yes, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to your name, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for moving on our behalf right now. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
My Lord Jesus.
Thank you for your sweet presence. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Bless your holy name. Glory to your name.
Oh, my.
Oh, glory to your name.
Oh, my Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart, God, let it be acceptable in your sight this day, Lord. God, you are our strength. We give you glory. We give you glory, Jesus. Thank you for your sweet presence, Lord. Thank you, Lord. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Well, Prophet Jill, man, you better pray and hold off. Or we're going to let me the lost angel close us out in prayer.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the radio show on today, Lord God. And God, we just hoping that something was said, oh God, that will cause the people to go into more deep and worship with you, oh God, that will that will charge them to get a closer relationship with you on today, Lord God. And God, we thank you for Angel. We thank you for Apostle Shakespeare. We thank you for Bertha, oh God. Oh my goodness, Lord God, we thank you. God, we thank you for everyone that called in on the line on today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for Sylvia, oh God. We thank you, Lord. And Father God, we just thank you for PSMI, Lord. Lord God, we just thank you for blessing us on today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. God, we just ask you to continue to look over our apostle, Lord God. We ask you to look on them, Lord God. Keep them safe, oh God. Continue to put your minister angels around them, oh God. Shield and protect them, oh God, as we travel, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Oda Machande, break my Dios, my Dios, God. Hallelujah, da da bo, Sanda de Dios, God. God, we thank you for him, God. And God, we just ask you to continue to sanctify this, continue to sanctify the airwaves, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we just ask you to just continue to watch over us, God, and we're going to continue to give you the honor and to give you the glory, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And God, we just ask you to continue to move by your power. And God, we just ask you to bless the gathering, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Allow the weight of your glory to rest upon that place. Lord God, don't let the double tree be the same, oh God, at the PSMI come. God, don't let it be the same, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you now. In Jesus' name, we're going to pray. Amen.
Father God, we just pop the door to you. Father God, we pray that there will be no backlash. Oh God, with his assignments in serving you, that you'll restore him, revive him, renew him, and refresh him. Give him a new blood transfusion in you, oh God. Release the holy angels around him to guard and protect him. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you for the divine connection. We thank you for his presence, even on this line today, for the words of wisdom and the testimonies of knowledge. We give you glory, honor, and praise for his life, oh God. In Jesus' name, we give you glory. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm back. I'm sorry, you guys. I made a mistake in pushing mute on my phone. One of my sisters from church, from Truth, texted me that she was almost, you know, in a bad accident. Her car shut down while she was driving, and everything just shut off. Like, the battery light came on, the brake light came on, and everything just started to shut down. But she's okay, and she was just praising and thanking God for that. So thanking and praising God for that, too. Amen. That praise report came through, and at the same time, a prayer request, and we pray now that that car is, even though it's not under warranty or anything anymore, that they have the finances for the repairs and doors are open, and even if they get a new vehicle, we praise God for that in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. I just love my Truth family, and I just love my PSM family. You guys are so wonderful, so great. Just blessings to you all. I can't wait for the show tomorrow, our Thursday show, and I know it's going to be just as awesome, if not even a level higher of awesomeness in God, because I know he'll have some freshness for us. I know he'll have some insight and things of that nature for Thursday. What is Thursday's topic? Like, I know Wednesday is worship. What's Thursday?
Wednesday is prophecy day.
Prophetic day?
Mm-hmm.
Well, amen. Hallelujah. Can't wait. Spread the word, people. Yes. SM Live is live.
Yes,
and it's hot. Amen. I'm going to leave you guys with one of my favorite songs. I actually asked my producer if I could redo it or do this song for my album, and he kind of looked at me like, I don't know. But we'll see what thus saith the Lord about it. But this song is just so beautiful to me. So just
enjoy the lyrics and the melody. I love you guys. Love everybody. Thank you, Prophet Daryl. Thank you, Bertha. Thank you, all callers.
Mountains and valleys, the ups and the downs I go through. I will rejoice in you, Jesus, no matter the view. So I'm singing out from the depths of my heart. I'm singing out at the top of
everybody for staying on the listen. Have a great week. Love you. Bless you. You are covered. Worship, worship, worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Bye-bye.